Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. We're going through the book of Jeremiah, and we've ended up in chapter 50, speaking of, well, the word of the Lord against Babylon. Babylon, of course, is the sword of the Lord in context here, the sword that he is using to punish all of the nations, starting with Judah and all of the nations round about. And now he is, the prophet Jeremiah is speaking the word against Babylon. So we're going to continue in that. For out of the north there cometh a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. And that's after her images are broken down, and her temples, that Babylon will finally get its end. In those days, in that time, saith Yahuwah, the children of Israel shall come, and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yahuwah, their God. Now, if you were with me, as we went through our Bible study in Daniel, we know what happened to Babylon. So we know when this is going to happen. It's going to be some 70 to 100 years from the time that Jeremiah is writing. And it came to pass perfectly as Jeremiah speaks it here. Out of the north there comes a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. In those days, in that time, saith Yahuwah, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come, and let us join ourselves to Yahuwah in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people hath been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill, and they have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flocks. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her from thence. She shall be taken, their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man, none shall return in vain. And Chaldea shall be a spoil, all that spoil her shall be satisfied, saith Yahuwah, because you were glad, because you rejoiced, O ye destroyers of mine heritage, because you are grown fat as a heifer at grass, and bellow as bulls. Your mother shall be sore confounded, she that bore you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindmost of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert, because of the wrath of Yahuwah it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Every one that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished, and hiss at all her plagues. Put yourselves in array against Babylon round about, all ye that bend the bow. Shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she has sinned against Yahuwah. Shout against her round about, she hath given her hand, her foundations are fallen, her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance upon her, as she hath done, do unto her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handleth the sickle in the time of harvest, for fear of the oppressing sword. They shall turn every one to his people, and they shall flee everyone to his own land. Israel's scattered sheep, the lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria hath devoured him, and last this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land as I have punished the king of Assyria, and I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. And in those days, and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. And of course, that's a reference. The ones he reserves are the ones that he allows to live, and the seed of the families of those that were righteous, the remnant that he allowed to live in captivity and also to live in the land there, to return, to rebuild the walls, to rebuild the city after their captivity, after they came out of the captivity, those that came out and returned to the land, with those that remained in the land, and they rebuilt the wall and they rebuilt the city, and they had hundreds of years of peace and prosperity in Judah and in about Jerusalem in those days. And that's what this is referring to here. It was future from the time that the prophecy was given, but this prophecy has already been fulfilled in the past. In those days, in that time, saith Yahuwah, chapter 50 and verse 20, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Verse 21. Go up again, the land of Merathaim, and against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod, waste and utterly destroy after them, saith Yahuwah, and do according to all that I have commanded thee. A sound of battle in the land of this of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder? Now, of course, we're speaking this prophecy is specifically about the word of the Lord against Babylon, with this prophecy, of course, interjected here about Jerusalem being brought back into their land. But we continue on the prophecy against Babylon. And, of course, the hammer of the Lord in verse 53. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder? Of course, referring to Babylon being the hammer, also referred to as the sword of the Lord. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? And of course, the hammer, or the head, if you remember from Nebuchadnezzar's dream, that he was the head of gold. So he was the king of the whole earth at that time. And he was the first king of a worldwide empire at that time. He was the first king of the whole earth, so to speak. And, of course, typified or illustrated by the beast, the image of Mystery Babylon. And that is really the mystery of Mystery Babylon. You'll see Mystery Babylon referred to in the Revelation. And of course, whenever you see a mystery in the scripture, well, you look in the scripture if you want to understand the mystery. And of course, that mystery Babylon leads us right back here to the beginning with the head of gold, of course, being Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar, and mystery Babylon being the image that stands throughout all of the history of the times of the Gentiles, or the chimes of the nations. as because that's what the word Gentiles means. It means the times of the nations, of course, referring to the times of the nations of men, because we know that in the end, that this great mountain comes out of the sky, in, of course, from the vision, from the dream vision, this great mountain representing the kingdom of God comes out of the sky. It strikes the image in the feet, and we know that's the time that the Messiah returns and sets his feet on the earth, and he sets up his reign for 1,000 years, because he's going to abolish all of the kingdoms of men, and he is going to establish his kingdom, and then we will see truly demonstrated with him as king on the earth the kingdom of heaven on earth, and even that, of course, with immortal men, because those of us who take part in the first resurrection, we will there be there to reign and to rule with him for that 1,000 years. And of course, there will also, at that same time, there will be mortals in the earth being born and dying. So that's going to be a totally different kind of time that any we have experienced heretofore. So that'll be a wonderful time, and I do look forward to that. And I believe that this perhaps a lot of our preparation, a lot of the trials and tribulations that we're going through as his people at this time, we're being prepared for that time. So I look forward to that, to him actually coming and setting his feet on the earth and being our king and our God. And of course, there will, like I said, there will be mortals in the earth at that time, and there will be those of us who have passed off from mortality to immortality, because we are in his kingdom. And when our mortality has ended, we will remain in his kingdom. We will remain immortal with him forever, never having to struggle personally with sin and disobedience again. And I do look forward to that. And anyone who loves our Creator looks forward to the time when they will never even be tempted to sin again, when they will never have to struggle against the lusts of the flesh and the temptations of this life again, because that's what awaits us in the resurrection. And I do look forward to that. And I hope all of you listening can grab a hold of that vision and know that those promises are true, because all of those things are promised by his word. Let's jump back into our text here. Jeremiah, he says, I will bring Israel again to his habitation there in Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 19. And then he continues, and his pronouncement against Babylon. A sound of battle is in the land, verse 22, a great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? Verse 24, I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware, thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven against Yahuwah. The Lord hath opened his armory, he hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation, for this is the work of the Lord of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the utmost border, open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly, and let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks, let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion the vengeance of Yahuwah our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow, camp against round about, let none thereof escape. Recompense her according to her work. according to all that she hath done, do unto her, for she hath been proud against Yahuwah, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore shall her young men fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, saith Yahuwah. Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud, saith the Lord Yahuwah of hosts, for thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee, and the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up, and I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall devour all round about him. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captive held them fast. They refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. Yahuwah of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is upon the Chaldean, saith Yahuwah, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasuries, and they shall be robbed. And drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up, for it is the land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the islands shall dwell there, and owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited forever, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities thereof, saith Yahuwah, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Behold, a people shall come from the north, a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. They shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel and will not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea, and they shall ride upon horses, every one put in array like a man to the battle against thee, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon hath heard the report of them, and his hands waxed feeble. Anguish took a hold of him, and pangs as though of a woman in travail. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of the Jordan unto the habitation of the strong, but I will make them suddenly run away from her, and who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me, and who will appoint me the time, and who is that shepherd that shall stand before me? Therefore hear ye the counsel of Yahuwah that he hath taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he has purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations. Chapter 51 and verse 1. Thus saith Yahuwah, behold, I will raise up against Babylon, against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind. And I will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her, and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. Against him that bendeth, let the archer bend his bow, and against him that lifteth himself up in his brigandine. And spare ye not her young men, destroy her utterly, all her hosts. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through in her streets. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God. For Yahuwah of hosts, though their land was filled with sin, against the Holy One of Israel, flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of Yahuwah's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon hath been a golden cup in Yahuwah's hand that hath made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her. Take balm for her pain, if so be she may be healed. You would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go every one to his own country. For judgment reacheth unto heaven, and is lifted up even to the skies. Yahuwah hath brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. The Lord hath raised up the spirit of the king of the Medes for his device against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of Yahuwah, the vengeance of his temple. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make watch strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes, for Yahuwah hath both devised and done that which he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. Yahuwah of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom. He hath stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. You're listening to Cross the Border. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.